This is WUSF 89.7. I'm Carrie Sheridan. Cases of coronavirus are rising every day in Florida, including among children. As of Friday, more than 17,000 people under age 18 in Florida had tested positive for COVID-19. I spoke with Dr. Patricia Emanuel, chair of pediatrics at the University of South Florida Morsani College of Medicine, about what this means for back-to-school plans.
We're certainly in a very concerning time with the positivity rate and the number of cases that have increased. This has been the most challenging time period for us in healthcare right now in Florida.
Schools are considering opening soon. I was wondering what you think about the safety of that.
One of the things that I think that has challenged all of us in this epidemic is what a changing landscape it is, how frequently guidelines have been changing, our knowledge is emerging very frequently. And then the epidemic itself, we breathed a sigh of relief in April and May when it appeared that we had flattened the curve in Florida and we were not having a lot of new infections, but now we certainly are in a surge. So I am a proponent of going back to school. I do agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics that school provides just so many things even beyond education. However, I hope that we can provide our schools with flexibility and guidance and resources, more importantly, to be able to go back to school safely.
Is it a case where we should see declining cases for 14 days or a certain level of virus in the community?
I mean, certainly that has been the original guidance. If you look at the phase plans that we have seen from the CDC and from other organizations, we do want to base our decisions on the data. And it's very local data. So I think that the local districts have to utilize their data and look at the number of flu-like illnesses, the number of ER visits, and the test positivity rate and make sure that we are making progress. We don't want to go back to school in the middle of a surge.
The Florida Department of Health puts out statistics about the number of children with coronavirus. These are all people under age 18 in the state who've tested positive for coronavirus. About 2 weeks ago, that number was at 7,000, and as of last Friday, it was 17,000. Do we understand what's going on with transmission among children in the community?
Well, I think there's a couple things with these numbers. First, we have known that children account for, and in this, even with 17,000, we have almost 300,000 positive cases in our state. So it's still less than about 5% of all infections and only about 2% of all hospitalizations. There is a high positivity rate, and most likely that's related to those children that are getting tested are those that are sick. They are sick enough to go to the emergency room, to go to the hospital, or their pediatrician is testing them.
Do you think we know enough about how children spread it to know if it's safe to make a decision to go back to school?
You know, Curry, I think the most important thing is that these are going to be really individual decisions. Parents have to, and I know they are being given choices within Hillsborough County, they're going to have to kind of look at their own family's risk, their child's risk, and talk with their school and with their pediatrician to help decide what's best for them. But it's all going to come down to individual decisions, I think.
Yeah, a lot is being made of the personal choices that parents have in this matter. But from a public health perspective, the choice of, say, wearing a mask, whether to wear a mask or not, if a person decides not to wear a mask, aren't they putting the rest of the community at risk?
I agree with you. Because in school, if we don't have a universal policy, then, you know, if you have a 13-year-old who isn't wearing a mask, none of them will wear a mask. So I do think if people choose to send their child to school, they have to follow the rules.
That was Dr. Patricia Emanuel, chair of pediatrics at USF's Morsani College of Medicine. Read more about her views on mandating masks and childhood vaccines in the year ahead at WUSFnews.org.